God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit that empowers you to overcome and be victorious. Dr. Rod Parsley created a special ministry resource designed specifically for you to not just survive the season, but thrive. 7 decrees and declarations over coronavirus gives you powerful scriptural decrees and declarations to speak over your life. It's our free gift to you. Call the number on your screen and ask about today's free offer or log on to rodparsley.com.
Spiritual storm came. A hurricane force, a Eurycladon, a mighty tornado. Most modern churches wouldn't recognize the wind of the Holy Ghost. If he blew the building down, they'd blame it on the devil. The wind became the great equalizer. It's time for some divine intervention where all we've had is mechanical irrigation. I'm gonna talk to you again about those three words, after his passion. Can you say it again? After his passion, a wind. Just say a wind. Here we go, Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom, this is our text, he presented himself alive, hallelujah, not dead, after his passion. How? By many infallible proofs. Now let me take you over to Mark's gospel, chapter 16. These signs follow them that believe in his name. Well, number one, they cast out devils. Number two, they speak with other tongues. Number three, they take up serpents. Number four, if they drink any deadly thing, it does not harm them. And number five, they lay hands on the sick and they recover. Then your Bible says, and God worked with them, here we go, confirming his word with indisputable acts of authority. My great God, that's what's happening right now. God has got us sequestered, he's got us separated, and it is his purpose in this time to cause us to get a revelation as the sons of Issachar of who we are, what the times are that we're living in, and what we should do as a result of living in these times. Let me just say this. If your favorite preacher hasn't been changed, this is the eighth week that we have not been gathered together here. The eighth week that I've been in my home or I've been right here. One of those two things. And God has given us a determined dealing. He wants to confirm his word. If they don't pray for the sick in your church, don't walk out, run out. Click off of anybody streaming that doesn't have the manifestations of Mark chapter 16 and Acts chapter 2 going on in their services. We've got to get back to Bible doctrine so that we can have that mighty awakening where the entire community falls on its face under the convicting power of God's Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Here it is, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house, not just the upper room. It filled the house where they were sitting. Now you gotta continue, all you backslidden preachers. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Joel, Way back in the Old Covenant, Joel was the first preacher of Pentecost. He said, your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. He said, in that day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. You know what the word prophesy means? It doesn't mean to speak under the prophetic gift. It actually is translated to rave as a madman and play the part of a fool. Those of you who claim the charismatic experience, those of you who claim the Pentecostal experience, but say there's no room for the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in your services, I prophesy your demise. Enjoy your numbers, enjoy counting your noses, because soon and very soon, a remnant is about to arise and demonstrate the true power of God, and they're gonna leave those doubly dead, plucked up by the roots churches, and find a place where the power and the glory of God are releasing a third great awakening. You know, the wind that blew on that very first Pentecost is still touching, still transforming lives around the globe today. In fact, it's the hallmark of Valor Christian College. In fact, it's why we call it the School of the Spirit. It's been changing everyday folks just like you into Holy Ghost world changers for 30 years now. Now, if you're hungry for more of God, you need to join us at Valor Christian College, where world changers are made. And there's never been a better time. I've just approved brand new scholarships to help you, and I'll be teaching as a Valor Christian College faculty member this year, as well as Ashton Blair Parsley will be on the faculty at Valor Christian College teaching this year. All you need to do, go to valorcollege.edu or call us today. Now, don't go away. You don't want to miss 1 minute of the word that I have for you, sure to stir your faith to become a world changer.
Pursue your destiny and take the first step toward becoming a world changer at Valor Christian College online. Don't wait till the fall. God is calling you to become a world changer. Enroll for the summer session before May 22nd. Our 8-week courses enable you to work around your schedule. We offer 8 associate degree programs, such as advanced leadership, biblical studies, pastoral leadership, youth ministry, and more. Start earning your associate's degree by enrolling for our online summer session before May 22nd. The credits you earn now could roll into a bachelor's program. Valor is a third of the cost of leading universities, offering scholarship opportunities and federal financial aid to qualifying students. Call the number on your screen or enroll online at valorcollege.edu. The deadline to enroll is May 22nd.
Well, there's a stirring in the spirit that cannot be denied, and I firmly believe everything we're experiencing is only the prelude to a mighty outpouring of the power of God's Holy Spirit, unlike anything any of us have ever witnessed. But if you want to be a part of it, you have to obey the command of God. This Pentecost season, Shavuot, is one of only 3 designated times a year that our God instructed us to appear before Him and not to come empty-handed. So right now, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Open your hand so God can open His heaven. Let me suggest that you sow a $50 Pentecost seed. That's $1 for every day of these 50 days of fire during Pentecost. For others of my wonderful partners and friends, the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you about a $100 gift, $50 in each hand. You know, every gift that you give helps our Bridge of Hope missions outreaches around the world continue to provide help and hope to families no different really than your own. They're truly suffering right now in 50 of the hardest hit cities from the coronavirus. We're helping every one of them. Just days from now, I'll light our new Pentecost flame at the Calvary Memorial right here on our great campus. It'll remind us of the fire that the Holy Spirit is sending, is burning brighter and brighter in every one of our hearts. For everyone who determines to sow a Pentecost seed of $100 or more, I'll commemorate your great step of faith with a personalized brick with your name or the name of a loved one around that radiant Pentecost flame. I'll also send you my new series, Fire and Light, on CD and DVD, as well as 2 vials of anointing oil. And for my Upper Room supporters, you know who you are. If you're blessed to sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, I've reserved a very special place of honor at the base of that flame of Pentecost, where I'll inscribe your name. It'll be a lasting memorial of your steadfast faith. The day of Pentecost, Sunday, May 31st. So write to me today, or call now, or just log on at rodparsley.com. Come on, let's all obey God's command with our Pentecost seed, and let's believe together for the greatest blessed Pentecost season we've ever had.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. All should observe this feast and give as they are able. Sow a compassionate Pentecost seed now of $100 and help Bridge of Hope feed hungry American families during the COVID-19 crisis. To thank you, we'll place your name at the new Pentecost flame, coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's brand new series, Fire and Light, a new prophetic word on the move of the Spirit during these crucial last days. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 125 Upper Room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame, a holy testament to the light, fire, and power of the Holy Spirit. When you sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a place of honor for your name on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this exciting new series, Fire and Light, plus 2 vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Obedience is the key to blessing. Sow your Pentecost seed before May 31st.
Do we really want the wind? It turns tables over. It messes up the tablecloth. It whistles and it howls and it screams. People that criticize Pentecost and say it's too noisy have just never had any. They don't realize you can't be quiet when it's all over me and keeping me alive. They don't realize that you can't be quiet when you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know as I know when I think of His goodness and all that He's done for me. I could clap, I could shout, I could run, I could dance all night long. Elijah looked for it. God came first in an earthquake, and then he came in a fire, and then he came in a wind, and then he came in a still small voice. And Elijah said, I heard him in the still small voice, revealing to us his mistake. God came first in the wind, and he missed it. He came in an earthquake, and he missed it. He came as a fire, and he missed it. But finally, he heard that still small voice. And that's the reason when God decided to snatch him off this earth, what did he do? He sent a whirlwind to lift him off this people planet. Genesis 2 is replayed in Acts chapter 2. And he breathed on them, and a divine go, propelled by the wind of God, entered their soul. Look at the church. Watch it come of age. Watch it become bold where it was timid and shy. Watch it become sure of itself where it used to be intimidated. Watch it initiate not a new church, an entirely new social, cultural, political system. A brand new dispensation was excited. Conviction began to fall. Inspiration began to roll. Fanaticism was everywhere. A spiritual storm came, a hurricane force, a Eurycleidon, a mighty tornado. They were suddenly out of the upper room, and they were not settled down to build the first church of Jerusalem. You didn't hear a word I said. What are we doing? Why do we think it's all about buildings and the trappings and the utensils of religion? No, sir. When the wind began to blow, they left that house and they were out in the streets. Where was church? Where was their building? Oh, there wasn't one. Wherever they were, that's where church was. The wind blew and swept away their ritual, their tradition, their religious observances, their obedience to written ordinances, compelled by a spirit of fear. No, sir. Their religion was no longer performance-driven. They had established a new paradigm. Matthew 16 got fulfilled. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They didn't need much. Jesus told them, when it falls, travel light. Don't check any baggage. Don't take any silver. Don't take any gold. Don't take a second coat. They became his special infantry soldiers invading behind dark enemy lines. They were on a search and rescue mission. That wind, my God, that it would blow again. That wind blew all the props out from under them. They were no longer insulated against the spontaneous. I wish I had 3 hours to preach right there. Most modern churches wouldn't recognize the wind of the Holy Ghost. If he blew the building down, they'd blame it on the devil. The wind became the great equalizer. It's time for some divine intervention where all we've had is mechanical irrigation. Book of Amos says, he'll cause it to rain on this city and not that one. The blessings of God are always conditional. God said, I'll do this when you do that. I was a little boy once, and I thought the world had come to an end because I was out in the front yard playing, and I got drenched with rain, so I ran in the house, and to get a drink of water, I looked out the back kitchen window, and it was bright and sunny, sunshine everywhere, not a drop of rain. So I ran out in the backyard and played. Do you know it can rain here and not there? That's revival. It will begin raining here, and then it will begin raining there, and then it will begin raining there, and then it'll hit that family, and then that family, and then that business, and then that church. But right after that revival, if we stay in the wind, we'll find ourselves in an awakening where everybody becomes conscious of their sin and the righteousness of God. Here are the things that will stop the wind: idolatry, sin, thunder happens when hot air meets cold air. Are you listening to me? The cold are getting colder, but the hot are getting hotter. Let me give you a couple of quotes from great men in years gone by. Haddon Spurgeon said, apart from the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are as ships without the wind. We are as chariots without steeds to pull them. Like branches without sap, we are withered. A.W. Tozer said, the average Christian is too cold and contented with their wretched position and condition that there is no vacuum of desire into which the Holy Spirit might flow in satisfying fullness. Oswald Chambers said, if this is all there is, if the hope of going to heaven is all there is, if there is no power for godly living, if there is no power over demons and depravity and disease, Oswald Chambers said, then I've got a hold of the wrong end of the stick. Oh, my brother and sister, right now, the wind is blowing. The Holy Spirit is moving. I want you to yield to Him. I want you to give your life wholeheartedly and absolutely to Him. I want you to tarry if you need to until you feel and experience His mighty wind blowing through every part of your being. Oh, send the wind, God. Send the wind. Blessed God, let your wind blow. Blow upon our soul. Send an awakening, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, Pentecost, not just a date on your calendar, it's a divinely scheduled appointment for the wind, the power, the fire of Pentecost to blow away everything that's been hindering you from God's best in your life. When you release what's in your hand toward God, He not only promises you an outpouring of the power, presence, provision of Pentecost, but also for your children and your children's children, your grandchildren, and every generation that follows you. Right now, I really sense there's a child far from God. Let me encourage you to sow a Pentecost seed faith gift for each of your children as well. Allow the Holy Spirit to wrap His loving arms around them and bring them back to fellowship with Jesus. For others, the Holy Spirit may be speaking to your heart about that $1,000 Pentecost seed, and believe for the impossible to become a right now reality. But this supernatural season, it all comes to an end on May 31st. So don't delay. Call now or log on at rodparsley.com. The atmosphere of expectancy, that's the breeding ground of your miracle. And I'm expecting your miracle to be released during this great Pentecost season. Call right now.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. All should observe this feast and give as they are able. Sow a compassionate Pentecost seed now of $100 and help Bridge of Hope feed hungry American families during the COVID-19 crisis. To thank you, we'll place your name at the new Pentecost flame, coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's brand new series, Fire and Light, a new prophetic word on the move of the Spirit during these crucial last days. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 125 upper room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame, a holy testament to the light, fire, and power of the Holy Spirit. When you sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a place of honor for your name on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this exciting new series, Fire and Light, plus two vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Obedience is the key to blessing. Sow your Pentecost seed before May 31st.
Well, Pentecost is when the fire fell and the Holy Spirit made us new. The gospel was proclaimed. Thousands received liberty in the Lord Jesus. And that fire has never lost its power. Now remember, I'm praying for you throughout these 50 days of fire leading up to Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. I'm believing the transforming fire of Pentecost to be poured out in your life, upon your family. And I want to encourage you, send me your prayer request. I need to pray specifically for your miracle. And I hope you're putting it on your calendar. Our Days of Fire, Pentecost weekend, May 29, 30, and 31, 3 days of fiery ministry in the presence of the Lord and the presence of His Holy Spirit. I'll be preaching along with my special guests, Psalmist Vonnie Lopez and Todd Delaney. You can join me for every single service live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and rodparsley.com. Mark it on your calendar. May 29, 30, and 31. I'll see you next time right here on Your Breakthrough.